There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting here. Taco Bell may be serving alcohol soon. See, the big joke with this is usually when you go out having a night of partying and you're about to, you know, when you've drunk so much that you don't really want to go to sleep and go home, but you know you're going to feel like crap, so you think you got to eat something. Well, we used to just run to Taco Bell. Well, according to Eater Yum Brands, the company behind Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, they have adopted a liquor license at its newest Taco Bell location in Wicker Park, which is a neighborhood of Chicago. If approved, it would be the first of the chain's 6,500 locations to serve alcohol. So they are planning a completely new urban restaurant design at U.S. Taco Company, the upscale version of Taco Bell in California owned by Yum. I guess previous plans to offer alcohol-spiked milkshakes have been postponed. Alcohol-spiked milkshake sounds pretty yummy. It was originally rumored that new location in Wicker Park would, of course, be the one. And I don't know if they're going to do margaritas. I don't know if I doubt it's going to be tequila shots, etc. But, you know, one thing that I'm finding very, very interesting with the whole market and the fast food market and the food, you know, is the Mexican food places to eat are springing up all over the place. And you are starting to see hamburgers go down. And Mexican go up. And it's not, I think, just a sign of the new demographic shift in America. I think there's a little bit of a health push with this. Okay? In the media, we've been taught that hamburgers and fast food and french fries are bad for you. Right? So, you know, my husband and the kids are like, okay, well, we need to eat something fast. Well, we're not going to go and get a hamburger. So we decide, you know what, why don't we run into the little Mexican place, Spanish-Mexican food. And so we go in there, and we could get a taco salad, or we could get, we could make our own with fresh ingredients. I like to make like an arroz con pollo where you have the rice and the chicken and the cheese, and throw some guacamole on it, some tomatoes, something like that. And so I feel like I'm eating healthier than a hamburger. And so you have a lot of people going, okay, well, then you know what? I'll eat fresh Mex. Okay, it says fresh Mex. What a brilliant marketing term, fresh Mex. You know, think you're eating something fresh. So people go in and they think they're not eating fast food when they eat Mexican. So now you have Taco Bell. All right, well, Taco Bell needs to kind of revamp and revitalize because people lump Taco Bell with Burger King and, you know, Pizza Hut and McDonald's and just kind of lumps them all with the whole fast food thing. So they're going to want to compete. So it sounds like they want to kind of turn more into like a little Mexican restaurant where you could get the margaritas or you could get some tequila or something and try to make it a place where people could have chips, salsa, guacamole. So I don't know. I'm wondering if that's where they're going. But it's very, very interesting that Mexican food has started to surpass American food. In fact, there was a report that the iconic American food now is not the burger, but the taco. So things are really changing. But what's so ironic about this, as people are moving away from burgers to Mexican food, okay, as a quote-unquote healthier choice, is one of the highest demographics that suffer from diabetes and high cholesterol and heart disease are your Hispanic. demographic. So the, you know, if you eat Mexican food right, it's very healthy. The salsa, very healthy. Eating a nice chunky tomato salsa, very healthy. Eating fresh, non-fried meat, your shredded chicken and beef that's shredded with some salsa and some avocado, some guacamole, you make a little bowl like that, very, very healthy. Okay? Now, there's no fat, not a lot of fat on there, not a lot of grease, very little carbs. But once I start adding my rice and my cheese, and then we start having the crisp taco and things like that, it starts to then, you know, up the carbs and up your risk of diabetes. So, it's just interesting. Oh, it's interesting to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a report here that there are five ways to improve your diet to, I guess, improve your sex life. Okay? So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be going to talk about how when you have to go and get a blood poke, either an injection or blood drawn, there's something you could do to help make the pain much more bearable. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how skin cancer could possibly cut drastically by a dose of vitamin B3. We didn't have a chance to talk about that in the past hour, so we're going to talk about that. Also, scientists have proven the theory that if you have a shorter penis, it could ruin the chances of reproduction. And scientists decided to take insects and shorten their penises. I didn't realize insects had them. I know they had phalluses somehow, but, and it showed that the offspring or the amount of offspring went down. We're also going to be talking about cities with some of the worst allergies and why our allergies are getting worse. I know, as if you even want to hear anything more after that story. Another thing we need to talk about is they say three times as many consumers spend $100,000 or more on prescription drugs. We have now a huge, huge amount of the population who is chained to the pharmacy needing prescription drugs, and the amount of money they are spending per year on their prescription drugs have skyrocketed. And why that's scary for us. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so allergies are very, very, very high this year. And we don't know if it's because of the weird winter. Many of us didn't get the frost that we expected to, so plants started to bloom sooner. Some people are blaming this on global warming, climate change, and maybe we just have, I don't know, just different allergy season, which could happen. Well, they're calling it the double whammy, where we have a list of the sneeziest and wheeziest cities in America. They include Richmond, Virginia, Memphis, Tennessee, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, And Chicago, according to the report from the Natural Resources Defense Council, which is an environmental advocacy group based in New York, the report is one of the first to identify the areas that have both high ozone levels and ragweed pollen, hence a double whammy. Overall, 109 million Americans live in these areas. The report found either ozone smog or ragweed pollen by themselves can trigger allergy symptoms and asthma attacks. But people who are exposed to both tend to become more ill than people who are exposed to only one of those triggers. Now, I've had many of you go, you know what, Dolly, if it's just allergies, why do I even have to go to the doctor? Right, why do I even have to take anything? They're allergies. So I'm not going to die from it. I'm not going to get sick. It's not a virus. It's not contagious. Why do I have to give a damn about allergies? Because, like, in my particular case, when I have allergies that don't get controlled, I end up getting an infection. Not from the allergy, but from the environment in which the bacteria I've been exposed to get to now sit. You would think, well, I'm sneezing and sneezing and sneezing, so nothing gets to settle in. However, when your immune system is so busy trying to deal with allergens, sometimes you have a little bit of a weak back door or Achilles heel for some viral bug to take hold deeper in the sinuses, the back of the sinuses, and we find that a lot of chronic allergy sufferers get more infections. Same thing with bronchitis, same thing with asthma. Asthma could be deadly. And if you're prone to allergies, then you get an asthmatic attack. That's not fun. So, you know, the allergies, don't underestimate them just because it doesn't have a pathogen hitched to its wagon. Okay? So, they said the rising temperatures expected to come with climate change could increase both ozone production and pollen levels. This will worsen people's allergies. They said other cities that made the top 10 list of the sneeziest and the wheeziest were Detroit, New Haven, Connecticut, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Atlanta. They say millions of us are sneezing and wheezing from allergies and asthma worsened by climate change, fueled ragweed pollen, and ozone smog pollution. They say this double whammy health threat will only intensify and affect more people. Now, ragweed pollen is a very common trigger for seasonal allergies. You know, you get the sneezing, you get the runny nose, you get the itchy eyes. They say rising carbon dioxide levels and temperatures could cause plants, including ragweed, to produce more pollen for longer periods. And studies have found that ragweed plants grow bigger and produce more pollen when carbon dioxide levels rise. Exposure to ozone, which is a component of smog, can also irritate the lungs, worsen allergy and asthma symptoms. Warmer temperatures could also enhance the chemical reactions that form ozone. Studies suggest that climate change could also increase ozone concentrations. Here's the thing, all right? Okay, global warming and climate change, et cetera, I don't really know where I stand on that. I've had a lot of science. I've had a lot of environmental science and biology. And I don't think it takes a lot of academic accolades to realize that we are having some different weird weather patterns, okay? I've lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, off and on since 1981, and I am noticing that the winters are getting warmer and warmer, and we're not seeing snow like we used to, okay? To me, that's an issue, okay? I'm also noticing that we're not getting a lot of rain, so we're seeing a drought. Now, we had droughts, you know, in the 1930s. I mean, we've had droughts before, right? And planets or, you know, continents or regions can go through areas. They could go through droughts. They could go through famines. They could go through pestilence. They could go through floods. You know, this, I mean, obviously, since biblical times, we heard of floods and famines and all sorts of things that happen. So there are cycles. And I think the cycle we're going into right now are very, very weird winters. For some, the winter is completely overbearing. For others, the winter is non-existent. We're finding that things are hotter. We're seeing changes with our ice sheets, okay? I just don't know if I have that much control, like some politicians are claiming, all right? You know, I mean, I've been living in Las Vegas, You know, I drive my car. I have a fairly short commute. I try not to drive too often. Wherever I can walk, I can walk. But if I can't walk, I drive. I try to keep my car always, you know, as up to date on its smog, etc. But I don't particularly think those of us that live in my area is why we have a drought or why we have, you know, the lack of snow. And so, you know, they need to look at what causes weather patterns, and I think not keep on looking at what we could do individually, but, you know, study what do we need to do to make it rain. Okay? Now, they've been talking about, what was that spray they were talking about to help capture ice and make it rain and things like that? I mean, there's, I believe, some science. I don't know how much science could affect weather and weather patterns. I think that's still way beyond something that I think we as a country or a group of countries could control. But what I don't want happening as we debate the changes that we're having is we're spending money and we're legislating the wrong things, okay? If we're having an issue with water, then let's start coming up with a water solution. You know, either find an inexpensive way to desalinate and to deal with our water sources and, use some of the ocean's water. I doubt we're going to drain the ocean to the degree that it's people are worried about. But I think the drought that we're having is going to be temporary. And I think we are going to see, overall the shift of the desert area of the United States drying up and more of a wet East Coast. I just think we're just going into that sort of a shift. Either the wet East Coast is because they're getting more rain or they're having, more melting from the, ice caps and higher water levels. I don't know. But where I live, we're getting drier and drier. And it's a shift. So we're seeing the shift. Now, some people say we are going to see an abundance of plants. We're going to see abundance of flourishing as we see more water on the East Coast. Well, then start making changes. If you have a lot of old, decrepit, industrialized areas that are obsolete, steel mills, things like that, and you could turn around and make some farmland out of it as things are starting to change, then do that. All right, but you know, when we sit here and we, you know, I get on each other pollute, and trust me, I'm against pollution too. I don't think we need to, you know, be polluting, and anything we can do to protect our environment is awesome. But I think we're spinning our wheels on certain things and we're missing the boat on others. And I think we need to move really, really quickly on the water situation. Okay, very, very quickly. Let me just say that. Okay, we are just gearing up for such another economic collapse that I am just hoping everybody sees the writing on the wall and they figure this out. And I'm afraid that this collapse is going to be worse than even the first one. I just hope everybody kind of realizes that and gets their poop together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, maybe that's one of the reasons why the governments are like, you know what, fine, let's just legalize marijuana. We'll have less people stressed about the situation. You know, they won't care. They'll be happy, right? The states will have extra money because of the marijuana. Let's just do that. Well, some scientists have been studying marijuana with dementia to see if a pot pill could help mitigate symptoms of dementia, possibly slow it down. Unfortunately, they found that, it really didn't work. All right. Let me see. Dr. Van Den Eilsen and colleagues noted that many patients with dementia will experience neuropsychiatric symptoms, and management of these symptoms is a challenge. So we try anticholinesterase inhibitors, antidepressants, but they have risk profiles. So some evidence looked at THC, which is the active component of marijuana, and they found that, well, if that improves agitation and certain nocturnal motor activity, maybe we could help people with Alzheimer's, etc. And unfortunately, they really didn't see much of what they were hoping to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a daily dose of vitamin B3 could slash risk of common skin cancers by 25%. Now, we're not looking at melanomas, but we're looking at basal and squamous cell cancers. Remember that picture of that woman who put a selfie up yesterday? where she said she was sitting in traffic a lot, and that's why she got skin cancer and tanning beds and trying to get tans, etc. And then, unfortunately, she had squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma of the face multiple times. These are the types of cancer we're talking about. Basal cell carcinomas are these little baby cute pink pearly things that you could kind of scoop out, and they rarely metastasize or kill, but they could still be pretty disfiguring. Squamous cell carcinoma, a little bit more dangerous. These things could spread. They sprawl out more. They seem to be more flaky. Also are lesions and wounds that don't go away. The squamous cell carcinoma. And then we got the melanoma. The dark, dark types of cancer. Sometimes they're even reddish. And these things go deep, metastasize, and can kill you. Well, they found that regular vitamin B3 intake lowered the risk of cancer returning. So this is an Australian study who found that if you took vitamin B3 for a year, you had a 23% lower rate of new skin cancers compared to those taking placebo pills. Researchers did not assess the risk of melanoma, unfortunately, but they did look at the basal and squamous cell cancers. According to Dr. Richard Shalinsky, chief medical officer at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, said these are the sort of the run-of-the-mill skin cancers that many people get. Rarely lethal, but they're very persistent, keep coming back. They're also expensive to remove. So the new findings looked at vitamin known as nicotinamide. Now, don't be smoking nicotine. No, nicotinamide vitamin could be cheap and an easy way to lower your risk. Now, in Australia, they see much higher rates of skin cancer elsewhere in the world, probably because they're outside more, etc. And, you know, they're thinking that maybe not only could this be something that slows down your recurrence, but maybe it could be something that is preventative. So, they tried a study with 500 milligrams of the vitamin or dummy pills twice a day for a year. Neither the patients nor their doctors knew what they got until the study ended, hence a double-blind placebo where, you know, the doctor doesn't know if they're giving the placebo or the real thing, so there's no bias. The patient doesn't know. It's called a double-blind. And besides reducing the rate of skin cancers, the vitamin use also seemed to cut the rate of precancers, scaly patches of skin called actinokeratoses. They cut this by 11% after 3 months of use and 20% after 9 months. Now, when they stopped taking their pills and they tracked both groups for 6 months, skin cancer, new recurrences were similar in both groups. So this is something that you would have to do to maintain. Now, the actinokeratoses, many of you guys have had these where you got this little flaky area on the skin. It doesn't look as bad as cancer, but it's acting like cancer because it just doesn't go away. It's scaly, so you pick at it. You know, you think you make it go away and it grows right back. And sometimes it grows back a little bigger and it's still kind of flaky and you're like, okay, wait a second, I think I got something here. Actinokeratoses are precancerous. And you see, especially on older men, you know, a lot of the scalings and the sometimes you'll see pigment with it, sometimes you don't. And those are actinokeratoses, they're precancerous. And even though we have creams and other things now that we could use to help not allow them to turn to cancer, it's a sign that you've had skin damage, and it definitely means you need to be watched. Now, nicotinamide, this vitamin B3, is thought to help repair DNA in cells damaged by sun exposure. They say it's not the same as nicotine, okay? So those of you ready to go and buy some cigarettes, stop it. It can cause some flushing, headaches, blood pressure issues, etc., but none of the people in the study had those issues. So, interesting stuff, vitamin B3. I'm not sure if most B complexes do have this, a part of in their B complex, that I'd have to find out. But definitely it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Consumer Reports tests show that some sunscreens are not meeting their SPF claims. All right. This, every year we get a report on which sunscreens are snowing us and which aren't. But the sun protection factor is a very, very important part of your sunscreen decision. I always recommend to buy at least 15 SPF, which basically means that if it takes you about 10 minutes to burn in the sun, you do an SPF 15, now it'll take you 150 minutes to burn. See? All right, so that's kind of how it works. Unfortunately, you have to keep reapplying it, so in theory, that's what it's supposed to do. Well, reports recently tested 34 sunscreens and found that almost a third of them did not meet the SPF claim on their labels, missing the mark by anywhere between 16 to 70%. But they said many of the sunscreens Consumer Reports did test did meet the SPF claims. And some of the most effective products were also the lowest price. The Copper Tone Water Babies SPF 50 did well. I'm very, very happy with that. Copper Tone Water Babies, I love using the Water Babies on my kids. My son had a bunch of his teenage friends over when we did our little staycation thing where they went down to the pool, etc. And of course, none of them brought sunscreen. So I go, I have my little Water Baby sunscreen. Who needs Water Babies? And they're like, yeah, I need the Water Babies. Here, give it to me. Open it on. Water Babies, please. Yeah, all these big teenage guys using the Water Babies sunscreen. But you know what? It works. Luckily, they didn't have an attitude about using Water Babies. Equate, Walmart Ultra Protection SPF 50 did well. Banana Boat, Sun Comfort Continuous Spray SPF 50 Plus all delivered, they said, the protection and met the standards. So that was in the SPF claims. So remember, SPF is a relative measure of how long a sunscreen will protect the consumer from the UVB, which can cause sunburn and contribute to damage that can lead to skin cancer. Most dermatologists and other experts recommend that you use an SPF of 30 or higher, which blocks 97% or more of the UVB rays. Now, they found that 8 of the 11 sunscreens did not meet the SPF claims that had an SPF below 30. So they looked at Baby Ganig's, Banana Boat, Hawaiian Tropic, Walgreens, Vanicream. They had SPF levels below their claims. The FDA requires sunscreen manufacturers to test their products and label them correctly. But see, here's the thing, guys, okay? All right, you know, we're all scared of skin cancer. And, you know, don't just hope that a rub-on of some lotion is going to be the only thing protecting, you know, you against a deadly form of cancer. You understand? It's one of those things where they help and they are protective. But, you know, don't let your scalp and the back of your head sit there and fry on the sun. Melanoma is extremely scary and, unfortunately, you know, is very, very common on scalp, skull, you know, on the back of your head because you don't see that area. So I would just wear a gosh darn hat. Yes, put sunscreen on anyway, but absolutely wear a hat, please. You know, same thing with sunglasses. Same thing with, you know, light clothing. If you're going to be outdoors and you're not really outdoors wanting to get a tan, and I know a lot of you are like, well, I don't want a farmer's tan. So either I'm going to be shirtless so I get the most out of the sun, or, just cover up. Use protection on the areas that you can't cover up. And then when you want to get a tan, you could, you know, I don't know. I hate to tell people don't get a tan, but unfortunately that's some of the most common activity for us to get skin cancer. I found it very, very interesting that this woman that did the selfie was talking about sitting in traffic. I noticed that I get very, very antsy when I am stuck in traffic and the sun is just beating down on me, which reminds you that even if you aren't planning to go out into the sun, but you're planning to go into your car, you need to wear sunscreen as well. Just sitting in your car or flying an airplane or being a passenger on an airplane give you skin cancer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so scientists have cut short the penis of a seed bug to see how it would affect mating. I really feel bad for this seed bug. And snipping its phallus. And I am looking at a, I guess, an electron microscopic picture of its phallus, did result in a loss of reproductive ability. They didn't need to prove that to us. I think we all are like, you know what, we got it. We got it. We don't really need to see any studies on that. But the scientists insist that the results are not as self-evident as they may seem, even though we're all like, look, we know. In most species, cutting the penis would result in a catastrophic loss of function. But the seed bug's penis is different. It's a pipe-like structure that has no nerves, muscles, or blood vessels, and it appears to be far longer than the female organ can accommodate. Stop the giggles. Researchers at St. Andrews University shortened the creature's organ and then used X-ray scanning to create a high-resolution 3D model of the bugs having sex. Oh, boy. I don't even know if I could look at this without... Wow. Whew. They discovered that the shorter the penis was cut, the less successful the bugs were at reproduction. Males who had their penises cut off by 5% had significantly fewer offspring than other males. Just a little bit. A snip of 30% meant the bugs cut their mating time down to half. So, with part cut off, there was also less coil when having sex. I guess we forgot about that. I guess you need some coil to the situation. Just don't bring any coils to the situation. And according to researchers, they say having such a long, I'll call it phallus, so I don't have to use the other P word, isn't that uncommon in the bug world. Such an extremely long male intromittent organ is common in the Heteroptera and is also found in several other insect groups. How did they do the size reduction? They used the scissors. And they said it did not harm the bugs involved. They said there were no nerves and no blood vessels, so there was no bleeding. Yeah, they used the scissors. And they just went snip. And the bugs didn't even seem to mind. That's what they said. I have no idea how you could read a bug's mind. My guess is the bug's pretty ticked off. They've been on the human end of things trying to grow penises, and they said scientists last year did successfully grow them in a laboratory, and they are supposed to be tested on humans within the next 5 years, used to help men who unfortunately suffered serious injury to the region or people who had cancer and had to have penectomy and part of their phallus removed. The work is being carried out in North Carolina at the Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine. Now what the scientists are doing are assessing these engineered phalluses for safety, function, and durability. Last year, researchers, the same team, said they also successfully grew vaginas. The new organs were given to women who had Meyer-Rokitansky-Custer-Hauser syndrome, which was a rare genetic condition that caused the vagina and the uterus to be underdeveloped or absent. And, of course, they could also use this for women with vaginal cancer that unfortunately had to have surgery. So I think we'll move on so we all don't have to sit there and cross our legs and get the heebie-jeebies anymore. But, you know, this is what they're studying, okay? And it's important. I mean, yeah, you know, we never think what happens if we lose our part down there. Well, hopefully somebody's working on it so that we have some something we could buy or purchase, you know, or PayPal if we need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you're about to get an injection, you're about to get a flu shot or an allergy shot, and you're like, no, I can't do it. All right, Spanish scientists believe that they may have a simple answer just to hold your breath. They say a sharp intake of breath triggers the brain to dampen the nervous system, leaving a person less sensitive to pain. When a person is stressed, their blood pressure rises to fuel the brain or limbs in case they need to fight or flight, right? You know, sympathetic nervous system comes into play. You may have to fight or flight or flee or whatever. But the body has a natural way of bringing blood pressure back down. Pressure sensors on blood vessels in the lungs send signals to the brain, telling it to reduce the pressure. These signals cause the brain to dampen the nervous system, making the person less sensitive to the pain. Here's my problem, though. When I'm having people draw blood in the office, if they hold their breath and the blood draw is taking a while, they may forget to breathe, and then they start getting dizzy. So I have to be very careful. But if I say, okay, I'm about to give the injection, hold your breath, and they hold their breath, sometimes just that tensing up may, you know, help them a little bit. Dr. Gustavo Reyes de Paso of the University of Jaén, Spain, wanted to find out if holding in breath, a natural way of raising blood pressure, might make someone less sensitive to pain. So he squashed the fingernails of 38 people for 5 seconds while they held their breath. By the way, I think the last group of researchers told the bug to hold his breath while they cut off part of its penis, too. He said he repeated the test while the volunteers breathed slowly. He found both techniques distracted the volunteers from their pain, but they reported it hurt less when they held their breath than when they breathed slowly. On a scale of 1 to 10, the pain experienced by volunteers fell by half a point from 5.5 to 5 when they held their breath. Now, I got to tell you, I don't like this study as much as I like the study where they had a bunch of guys stick their hands in ice water and cuss. And those that were able to curse and cuss, not say the Lord's name in vain, but the other four-letter words, were able to get through the pain much more easier. And so I think I like that a lot. So I would probably, if I could give any recommendations, it would be to, do that instead. All right. 5 ways to improve your diet to lead to better sex. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say you got to get blood down there. So in order to increase flow, all right, and arousal and lubrication and stuff like that, you got to eat foods rich in the amino acid L-arginine. So you got to eat chicken and salmons and soybeans and quinoa because it triggers the production of nitric oxide and it relaxes the body's blood vessels and helps blood flow where it should. Then you want to boost your testosterone levels. So how could you boost your testosterone levels? According to researchers at Los Angeles Medical Center, they say switch to a super low-fat, low-cholesterol diet that can actually lower your testosterone levels. So if you turn around and eat some eggs or oysters or lean beef or chicken or dairy products or yogurt or cheese, that could boost your testosterone levels. Also make you gain weight, but you know we're talking about improving sex. What about reviving energy? Well, protein. Whole grains, those seem to help. Water, definitely drink a lot of water. This is according to Dr. Chong. He said, please be careful with sugars and refined carbs because that can drain your energy and make you tired. What about improving muscle mass, which is important for sex? Amino acids are important. Eating protein, exercise, etc. Some of us will be sexier if we have some weight loss. So if you turn around, lose some weight, you're going to be more sexy and you're going to feel more sexy. Research from Duke University shows that having a sexy body mass index makes you 25 times more likely to be satisfied with your sex life. So they recommend a Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grain, and unsaturated fat. So you are what you eat. Does that make sense? No, you are what you eat. So eating good helps improve your sex. So, man, we still got a lot to talk about, but we're going to be coming up on break. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming back. And remember, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also catch The Dr. Dahlia Show on your app, Dr. Dahlia. And listen anytime. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.